Okay, hello again, everyone. What a week. Yeah. It actually was quite fast, but very, very intense. So we are all here 3 days after we started to close this wonderful gathering. And of course, you could do this by saying thank you. So in the name of OSGO, the local organizing committee, and all committees of this conference, we'd like to say thank you. Thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoyed. Big thank you, I guess. And we have like 1,020 plus participants, which is pretty good, I guess. I'll be very brief because it's quite late and we have things to do, pubs to go to. I'll give you some numbers. So we have a full week. We have 42 workshops Monday and Tuesday. We have 7 labs, 297 presentation plus one. We had one interesting presentation about Brazil and what happens there, just ad hoc, improvised and introduced into the program. We had marvelous 9 keynote talks, just ended. It's difficult to talk after Skyler or Ivan or Matt. And we had 2 B2B meetings, 70 Birds of the Feather meetings. We have a cold sprint tomorrow. We had everything on tape, mostly everything. So we are very proud to announce that 11 tracks were streamed live and recorded because we have a great team from Germany. Could say hi. They are somewhere looking on the camera to us. So Chaos Computer Club video team did amazing work, and I don't think you saw it because they are all day in a small dark room working for you and for the larger community who is not here, but it's all over the globe looking on the live streams or enjoy this talks in a couple of days as the videos. Actually, most of them are already up, and by the time we are ending this and we have one more beer at the pub race, at Leisure Café maybe, this will all be online for you to enjoy it. And I don't know. So thank you for the video team. They are great. And we survived like 2 social events, 7 plus hour longs with open bar. I'm really, really proud of you. From my knowledge, and I hope nothing will change in the near future, no complaints have been registered, no code of conduct violation was registered. So this is fine. We are safe even with open bar on such a long time. So we have a great time, first in the Bragadiro Palace on Wednesday at the Icebreaker, and then yesterday in the the Parliament building. It was big crowd, happy people. We enjoyed the discussions, and some of the strong one went to a pub after that. So. Oh, yeah. Daniel, did you have any... What is Daniel? He's here. Did you be chair in the morning, I guess? Yeah. Daniel chaired the Leisure party at 5, so that was a good session. Thank you. So, of course, what we expect, Phosphor G morning run, 69 people register, 12 show up. But I was reported that two more show up after that, so, but it was a good thing. So 14 people really run across the house of the people, and yeah, I look pretty fit, and yeah. Yeah. You should do like these guys. Okay. What I want to do now with this talk is to have a very, very long thank you list. I mean, I don't think I put everything in here because it's very, very difficult. So I have to spend a year to go back and see how many people and institution we have to thank for having this event. So if you are not in this list, apologize. It's not intentionally. Of course, we have to first thank to our mother organization, to OSGEO, for hosting such a nice event here in Romania. We are very proud of this. We get so much in this since 2006, since OSGEO is alive and is producing things. And I'm not the only one very grateful for this, because I think our professional life are different because of this organization. So thank you, OSGEO. Long life to OSGEO. Of course, we need money, so for this we need sponsors, and I'll go again for the sponsors. GeoCat is our platinum sponsor. Thank you, GeoCat. We have three gold sponsors: TerraSigna, HERE Technologies, and Copernicus ECMWF. Thank you. The silver sponsor, OpenGIS, CSH, Google, Cam2Camp, CI Information Services, ESRI, and Dell Technologies. Thank you. We have bronze sponsor like Mundialis, Terrestris, OmniSci, SourcePool, GeoSolution, CloudFero, GeoOps. Thank you. And of course, we have supportive sponsor, EUX, EduWeb, Soft Business Union, Gaia 3D, Deimos, CS Romania, Safe Software, Septima, Titelus, Essensis Software Solution, Oikumena, Micromapper. This is our Dutch friends, I could not pronounce my voices. New Light Technologies and MapGear. Thank you all for supporting this conference. Of course, we don't need only money, but we need support, and this is also very important, and this translates in people working for us, connecting us with various institutions, I don't know, putting resources on our disposal, so they're very important. So, as I mentioned, on Wednesday, we had a strategic partner, which is the Romanian Space Agency, and many other partners, like my institution, Romanian National Meteorological Administration, that the University of Bucharest, who hosted us for the workshops, for the code sprint, and for the QGIS contributors meeting. The European Commission for Copernicus, the European Space Agency, the Group on Earth Observation, United Nations, OGC, Commission again for INSPIRE, European Associations of Remote Sensing Companies, Space Tech Partners, the Faculty of Geography of the University of Bucharest, ISPRS, TAV portal, the place where our video will be stored for long-time preservation. Again, our wonderful video team at the Chaos Computer Club, OSGEO Live, that provided the USB sticks and the infrastructure to run many of the workshops. The Hungarian Association for Geography, I don't want to make a mistake, the Romanian Cartographic Association, the Romanian Ministry of Tourism, and a wonderful Romanian Association of Radio Amateurs that allow us to communicate as the organizer quick and fast. Thank you. As you saw before, we had this EO Data Challenge competition, which was much more complicated than I imagined at the beginning. And it was possible because all these companies and institutions provided us with support, with money for the prizes. Johan didn't mention, but the prizes are in the range of 2,000 and 2,500 each. So, thank you. We have many other partners, the media partners, the one that help us spread the word about this conference and get 1,000 and something attendees. We have the knowledge partners, Locate Press and Manning. We have the Clever, our mobility partner, the safe partner, Smooth, they're professional, they're here all the time in case of someone else, some of us not feeling good. We have like so-called taste partners, where the pub race usually happened. So that was not bad at all, I guess. And community partners. Yeah, thank you. Now, I would like to go to people. This event was not possible without volunteers, and we have plenty of them. And I would like to ask the remaining volunteers. I know there are not too many in the room, but all of them in blue t-shirt or whatever t-shirt you have today, please come on stage. And you please applaud and say thank you. So all the volunteers on the stage, please. Come on. On the stage, please. Come on. Come on, volunteers, show up. So we have volunteers for the rooms, taking pictures, helping with the video, doing tours, all kinds of things. Thank you. So these are the surviving one. The list is like 60 something or more. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, thank you for your help. It was great because without you we could not run this conference. Thank you again. Let's move. Stay on the stage. Please don't go. Yeah, I have all kind of things that you did, but of course the hard work like started a year ago, went to the Bucharest local organizing committee and the conference committee, like a program committee, workshop committee, Code Spring committee, all these committees that work together to make this conference a success. And I'd like to ask all the members of the committees and or the LOC that are in the room to come also to stage, please. Thank you. Come on! Yeah! Quite a big group, yeah. You need a lot of people to do a conference, apparently, yeah. So, you all did a great job. I'll not say names. It's difficult not to miss anyone, but it was not easy at all to deal with the logistics, with the volunteers, with the program, with lot of issues. And we managed to pull it off somehow. I'm very proud of you. Thank you again. We have a number of people, some part of this, some not, but in a way or another help us, and we are not all of them here, but I put in this list what I quickly remember just before uh, just during the keynote. So I'll put a few people, and I also ask them to go on stage. And after this, or I don't know, we have some Romanian wine for them. And let's see the names. So Michael Turner, Astrid Emde, Jorge Roja, Volker Mischel, Till Adams and Markus Nettler, please go on stage. Steven Ramage, Dennis Cardi, Skyler Earl, Joachim Tepiski, Maria Mocanu, wonderful lady, help it a lot. Konstantin Marinka, Jody Garnett, Gerald Fenois, Maria Brovelli, Stefan Meisel and Joachim Ungar, Maria Arias, Terena and Ivan Sanchez, Angelos, please, Matt Hansen, Mike Smith, Sang Hee Shin, and some that are not here, but I'd like to thank to Stephen Feldman, Stefan Orevich, Laura Comanescu, Loran Saran, and Andrea Aime, and three others I didn't mention because I was not careful enough to see you all. You did a great deal for us. You help us with advices or whatever. And this help is much appreciated and important. And because we started without really knowing how to move in this, with this conference. And of course, past chairs and people with experience in running, I don't know, past events, workshops, code sprints, and so ever, they all help us, and we are grateful and honored that we had the chance to work with them. Thank you again. We are a lot of people, but without our wonderful professional organizer and the partners, we could not do much, because we don't know how to negotiate with venues. We don't know. We know to eat food, but we don't know to purchase food for 1,000 people, or drinks, or whatever. So, and to organize all those things. So, I put some of the names. There are much more, but I was able to. So, if you're in the room, please also get on stage. Thank you. And I have to thank Andrea. Andrea is our professional organizer. Where are you, Andrea? Here? Thank you. Andrea mean huge for this event. It's difficult to explain how many things he did for us and for you. And we don't pay her for most of the things he's doing as an organizer of this event. He put so much on his heart, and I'm a little bit nervous right now because it was a huge help, and we really appreciate everything. Thank you. Thank you. And I also have to thank to geospatial.org. So this is the OSGO Romania. This is my friends. And I didn't have the courage to go through this endeavor without having in the back or in front or whatever. So we established this group so many years ago in 2006. And we are doing all kind of activities related to promoting access to free software, free data, open standards here in Romania. And somehow we expanded and we got this event here and have you all here. And in time, we became friends, and it's really hard to talk about this right now. But yeah, without you guys, this was not being possible. So I thank you, and yeah, apologize when I was maybe rough or tough or whatever. I didn't mean it. It's just thank you. Yeah, I think it's the end. It's I have no conclusion. I didn't have time to write a conclusion. I was looking at the keynote, so I could not make conclusion. But it was fun, for sure. It was really fun. So, thank you again to 1,020 plus participants. It was quite a ride to arrive here, and then it was an amazing event. It went very fast. It's time to recover. I don't know any better way to do that than to go for another pub race. But please also show up tomorrow at the code sprint. Okay, thank you. This is hot water. Thank you. Yes. La Presidenta.
Hi. Yes, I want to thank you in name of OSGEO for this amazing, awesome, fantastic, best Phosphor Year ever? No, that may be bad. Yes, best Phosphor Year ever.
Thank you for that. It's great. And now it's time to pass the burden to some other team that will learn hard. That it sounds like easy when they apply, but the hard part is just starting. So you might know that Phosphor G 2020 goes to Canada, and I'd like to invite the both co-chairs of the next Phosphor G to tell us a few words about what we plan to do next year. And yeah, and to invite you to another great Phosphor G event. Come. So
it's PPT access.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm John Neufeld. I'm one of the co-chairs. This is Brad Ashley. He's the other co-chair. We're incredibly excited to have the opportunity to host you in Calgary next year. So thank you very much.
We're going to make this as quick as we can because we realize that, you know, we're between you and the pub race. So obviously, you know, most people here know how to use a map, but we thought that we would start out with a little bit about Calgary. So Calgary's 100 kilometers east of the Rocky Mountains. We're at an elevation of 1,000 meters above sea level. And as of today at noon, we were 12 degrees cooler than Bucharest. So I'm looking forward to it. We've recently undergone a large-scale infrastructure project in our city. We've built on a giant new wing for the international travel. And so what that means is we now have 30 direct flights straight from Europe every day. So if you're flying in from Europe, we now have 30 direct flights from Heathrow, Frankfurt, all of these places. Additionally, as I said, we are only 100 kilometers from the Rockies. So every day we have this beautiful backdrop of the snow-capped peaks of the Rockies, and it just gives us a nice backdrop to our energetic city.
As a city, we are 1.8, that's Bucharest. As a city, we are 1.3 million people. We're growing rapidly, and our technology sector is growing rapidly at the same time. We're seeing growth in all sorts of geospatial dependent areas, including drones, including clean technologies, and including things like wearables and smart cities. It's exciting to see these domains growing, and we hope you can come and see them for yourself. We don't have a theater like this in Calgary in which to host you, but we do have our TELUS Convention Center, which you can see here. It's right in the heart of Calgary, right downtown. It has hotels attached right to it, and it's on a beautiful, beautiful pedestrian walking mall. That walking mall can take you past our brand new central library. I gotta say, I've never stood on a stage and mentioned a library before, but this thing is ridiculous. It's winning architectural awards, and it was a massive program which is taking our city beyond books and into high technology and into areas where I think the citizens can really get a lot of benefit. So our central library is where we'll host the Code Sprint, for those of you who will stick with us through that. It's an incredible, incredible place. This picture looks a little evil, I promise you. This building is not evil. This is our National Music Center, another brand new facility we just created. It houses a library collection, it houses recording studios, and one of the very first synthesizers ever used in pop music. I don't think they'll let you touch it, though. We will hold the gala in this facility, and it is a beautiful spot that I hope we can all enjoy together. I don't think we can afford to do a 7-hour open bar, though. I hope you booked your plane ticket already. And what would a presentation about Calgary be without the Rocky Mountains? This is Peyto Lake. It is an hour and a half from downtown Calgary. It is an incredible, incredible place. I hope that when you come next year, you can all take the chance to get out to Banff. We're prototyping a concept of doing a workshop in Banff. Maybe we can load folks on a bus, drive you out there, do a workshop, learn maybe about how Parks is doing some things, and bring you back. That way, if you don't want to rent a car, you still have a chance to get to Banff. If you do want to rent a car, you can head south to Waterton Lakes National Park, another beautiful area with soaring peaks, beautiful lakes, an absolutely incredible place. The only thing not to like is the lack of Wi-Fi. We're excited to announce we already have some keynote speakers confirmed. We've been focused on a diverse range of topics, and we're focused on a diverse slate of speakers who can represent different viewpoints, different walks of life, and different technology areas. So our six keynotes confirmed so far include Katie Baines from NASA, Paul Morin from the Polar Geospatial Center, Gretchen Peterson, an author and consultant, Bibiana McHugh from TriMet, Dr. Gabriella Coleman from McGill University, and Tom Wright from Observable. So keep an eye out. We'll be announcing more speakers, obviously, as the year goes on, and be doing a call out for papers and presentations in an open way to engage the community. So we're excited. Speaking of excitement, I got a short video for you, and then we'll bring it home. I don't know if there's... No? All right. The magic touch. All right, do we have sound? That's okay.
That's true. I don't know what. Let's do it again.
I love a good technology glitch. Let's do a quick straw poll. Has anyone been to Calgary before? You're Canadian. You're Canadian. Is there anyone here who's not from Canada? Calgary. We'll just. The last week of August, and as Brad, my co-chair, mentioned, the weather is very, very nice. It might snow, but it won't be 30. So thank you very much. Please come to Calgary. Thank you very much.
Thank you to the LOC in Calgary. So I think that's it. It's done. Conference close. Maybe it's time to go to a pub. Maybe. So the pub race starts at Leger Cafe, which is like 200 meters from here, immediately. All of you, let's have a safe flight home if you're traveling, and meet again next year in Calgary. Goodbye. Now let's go to beer.